Mine will.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to call the meeting to order, please. This is the Economic Development, Tourism, Housing, Planning, and Transit Committee. We are in the Karen L. Bender Library on the sixth floor of the Ulster County Office Building. The date is September 4th, 2018. It is 6 p.m. or a few minutes after. And the reason I read that is that this being a recorded meeting and it is posted online. So I want to make sure everyone is aware exactly when, where, and why we're here. Would you call roll, please?
Sure. Legislator Archer?
Here.
Legislator DeLon?
Here.
Legislator Litz?
Here.
Legislator Mayo?
Here.
Legislator Rodriguez?
Present.
Legislator Waltman?
Here.
Chairman Maloney?
Here. Everyone was circulated electronically the minutes of our July 30th, 2018 meeting. Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections, to the minutes as presented? Hearing none, is there a motion?
So moved.
So moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Legislator Mayo. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. Suzanne Holt from the Office of Economic Development Update. Suzanne, the floor is yours.
Thank you. So I just have a brief update, and then I'm happy to answer any questions. Since I was here last, Tim Wiedemann, who was a senior economic developer, was promoted within the county executive's office, and so we have promoted internally Bernadette Andreessen. She was our administrative assistant. She was amazing. And so we have promoted her to become an economic developer. So right now on our staff, we have Evelyn Heinbeck and also Bernadette. And then hired Kayleen Scally as the administrative assistant. She had worked at the Emerson. She's an amazing, a lot of marketing talent, and she'll be able to do a lot of interesting things for us in addition to her, the administrative assistant skills and tasks that Bernadette was doing. So that's all exciting. For the past few months, we've been knee-deep in CFA applications. We work with businesses, nonprofits, and municipalities, drafting the applications, editing the applications, and then on July 27th at 4 o'clock, when the application portal closes down, we switch hats, and I represent the county executive on the council that makes the determinations about who gets the funding. So spent two full days last week in Newburgh, working with all the people who were on that committee trying to figure out which projects are most important for the region. And that usually the governor makes those decisions public in December. So that's all been, how we spend our summer is grant applications. An update on the Ulster County Economic Development Alliance. Jim Maloney and Hector are both members. But just to give you a sense of a big thing that we're working on this year for marketing is sponsorships of events. So in the past, we've done a lot with a website, which is now updated, and Facebook and that kind of marketing. This year, the EDA decided to take a different approach and do these events. The first one was the company, which was formerly Grand Central Tech. They've changed their name to Company. And they held a off-site at the Senate Garage this summer for 2 months, and that just finished. We had, I think, 20 different New York City tech companies work out of Ulster County, and they brought 54 different employees here to work for anywhere from the entire summer to a few days or an off-site. So there was a range of businesses, a range of amounts of time that they were here, and we did everything that we could to show them Ulster County and make them comfortable and make them like working and living here. So that was exciting. Some of them actually went glamping at the Hutton Brickyards. Some of them stayed in Airbnbs. Some of them stayed in hotels. So they all had very different experiences. But I think that was really positive, and that's something that's going to continue. Two other events that the county's going to be sponsoring through the EDA. One is the Woodstock Film Festival, and another is called Tech Up for Women. So it's an event in New York City in the fall, and we'll have a booth there and try to entice more businesses to come here. So that's pretty much what's going on. There's a few exciting projects before the IDA. and collaborating with Lisa in the Office of Employment and Training, we have a business that is a flight risk, and so we've been working together to make sure that they get what they need with state incentives, possibly with the IDA, with employment assistance, to do everything we can to make sure that they stay. So that's a few of the things. Any questions?
Very good. Any questions for Suzanne?
Just a good quick question. I didn't know Bernadette. What's her background?
So she did title search. And we hired her because of her attention to detail. But she's just proved to be amazing. Everything that we ask of her, she goes the extra mile. And one of the, there's a lot of, like with myself and Tim and Evelyn always being out and about meeting with businesses, we've had a hard time continuing with follow through. So we've had, you know, like the Ellenville Million, it just has a lot of, as an example, has a lot of different components. And we enter into contracts, but then they don't do what they say they're going to do, and then they expire, and then they want more time, and on and on and on and on. And there's a, with a lot of different businesses, you know, people call us and we help them, but then if they don't follow up and call us back, we don't always know how it went. Bernadette doesn't want to be out in the community. She wants to be in the office and can do all the different types of follow-up. So we've sort of restructured the office so that Evelyn and I will be out, and Bernadette will be doing all the different types of revolving loan administration, all the ABO reporting. Every year the state adds compliance requirements for the IDA and the revolving loan fund that are incredibly labor-intensive and time-consuming. And it's the kind of thing that really CJ has been doing in finance, and he shouldn't have had to, but it's just so much attention to detail. Bernadette can do all of that.
So she's not out there doing economic development with businesses. She's more your
hands-on person
in the office.
I think she will be to the extent that, like for the revolving loan funds, once, like Evelyn is the person who's going to, you know, a new business comes in, they want a loan, Evelyn's going to get them to the point where they can get the loan. But then Bernadette's going to take over, and she's going to develop relationships with them. And so to the extent that we have sort of existing clients, she's going to be handling them.
And Kayleen is?
An administrative assistant.
Okay.
But she's also, because she has such a huge marketing background, you know, she was a member of the Tourism Advisory Board that she represented the Emerson. Mm. So things like that, whereas I would normally go, she can go now.
Got it.
So she'll be, the goal is just to take the best out of people's resources and what they bring to the table, and to make the job as good for them, so that
right.
they enjoy the
Doing
job
what
as well.
They enjoy. Well,
yeah.
Thank you for sharing that.
So, any other questions for Suzanne? Suzanne, thank you. Great job.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you. Moving on to resolutions for our September 20th, 2018 regular legislative session. Resolution number 348, urging Governor Cuomo and the New York State Senate to approve the appointment of Hillary Smith to the Olympic Regional Development Authority Order Board in accordance with Chapter 60 of the New York State Laws of 2012. I know everyone has received several correspondences from the Coalition for Bel Air, from Supervisor Stanley. Supervisor, I apologize for not acknowledging you when you came in. I don't know the gentleman that came in with you, but I do recognize in the yellow shirt, former legislator Parity, former chairman, welcome. Okay. Hillary, welcome also. And from the correspondence that has been presented, it does not appear that there is a vacancy to fill.
Oh, from a formality standpoint, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Number one, I'd like to move it.
There you go.
Legislator Archer, would you do me the honor?
Yes,
thank
I'll
you.
Second.
And Mr. Chair, we also have correspondence from Councilman DeSclafani, I guess supporting Hillary. But in terms of, from a process standpoint, as the Deputy Chair of Economic Development, as well as Minority Leader, on behalf of my caucus, and more specifically at the bequest of one of my caucus members, this resolution was introduced.
Understood.
So that's it. No, so okay. Actually, that was just clear because we have a record. We have a record here, so I'll make sure that that gets explained before anybody else sort of starts to bring up ancillary issues.
Understood. Okay. There is a motion and a second on the floor. Is there any discussion?
Well, I don't point. Allow.
If you're ready for a vote, then that's fine.
No.
I would just, I appreciate the points that Legislator Rodriguez has put into the record that there was another letter from Shandaken. Just want to clarify that this is not an appointment of the Shandaken Town Board. There's no specified appointment process for the Orta representatives, except that the governor appoints and then there's a confirmation process. The two gentlemen who have served, Legislator Parody and Joe Kelly from Delaware County, are the only two Catskill representatives that have ever been appointed and served. And when they were appointed, the Ulster County Legislature made a recommendation, since one representative has to be from Ulster County and one from Delaware County. Delaware County has their own process. They have a board of supervisors. So given that there is a process that involved Ulster County Legislature making a recommendation to the governor for this position, that's what I set out to do in asking Legislator Rodriguez to bring this forward. And the reason I asked him to bring it forward rather than myself is that I've been involved in controversial issues with the Bel Air Resort project, part of which is proposed for Bel Air Mountain Ski Center. So it wasn't a formal recusal, but the reason that this was brought forward by someone other than the legislator in the district is because Legislator Rodriguez, in speaking with him, was kind enough to say that he would bring it forward so that I wouldn't be in that position. And since he came under some attack in this correspondence for having done that, I'd like to just clear the record up on that as well.
Just one point. I fully understand that the town of Shandaken Town Board does not do the appointment, but typically the local town, the recommendation weighs heavily.
The local town has a role here. Bel Air Mountain is located in Shandaken, but Bel Air Ski Center is a regional attraction and economic driver. It was created at the state level. This is an appointment by the governor, and so I think it's highly appropriate that at least the District 22, which is Shandaken, Olive, Denning, and Hardenburg, have its voice here, and that was the process that was followed previously. So I think it's an appropriate process, given that it is a regional and state-level resource. If there is a desire to formalize the process for the future, that would be fine. Also, one of the letters does say that there's no term for this office, but as Legislator Rodriguez pointed out at the last meeting of this committee, the term is 5 years, and the seated members continue serving until another appointment is made, either a reappointment or a new appointment. So the legislator Parody is entitled to hold that seat until he is replaced, but it's not a lifetime appointment. And I think there is every reason to believe that some new perspectives could be helpful. So appreciate it.
Typically, sir, it's legislators, but I'm going to allow you to ask your question.
My name is Charles Perez. I am a resident of Big Indian. And I find it somewhat appalling that the legislature would take part in any action without transparency. As far as I know, that this job was not advertised, and as far as I know, and I spoke to Hillary this afternoon on the phone, and I'm not going to say anything derogatory on her behalf, but the fact of the matter is there may be more qualified people out there that are willing to take on the task. And unless you are transparent about the fact that you are making the appointment, I find it shameful that you go through this sort of unannounced. I have been a member of the Coalition to Save Bel Air since its inception, and it was just brought to our attention 2 days ago that this was even being proposed, hence my being here. And again, I don't have a problem with a replacement, although I would like to say on John's behalf, he brought home the bacon when it comes to improvements at Bel Air. He has been instrumental in the gondola that is currently built up there. He's been instrumental in securing other monies of funds that would normally have stayed in North Country had it not been for their involvement, along with Joe Kelly. Joe Kelly stepped down, so again, there's an opportunity for a replacement of his seat. But John has been doing his job diligently, and I don't think now is the time to make a change to put two new members on there from the Catskills. It took John a couple of years to become familiar with the workings of Orta and ultimately able to make an impression and ultimately be able to bring home some of that bacon. The bottom line is, if you put two new people on there, they have to learn ropes. I think the timing right now is not of the essence for the replacement, and I would suggest that you consider tabling the resolution until you have the opportunity to thoroughly investigate all options.
Thank you for your comments, sir. I want to keep it at the table if I could. Understood. I do thank you for being here, Legislator Litz.
Through the chair to the sponsor. Maybe you can clarify something for me. The board is a 9-9 member board. Is that correct?
12
member board.
Right.
How many vacancies exist on the board today?
No idea.
I spoke with Michael Pratt about, who is the chief executive officer and president of Orta, about the board's composition and the process for appointing people. And he said that many of the members had their initial appointment but have not been reappointed. But there are these two vacancies.
Okay. But as far as we know,
one resignation, and any of those positions where they have been appointed but not reappointed could be either appointed or reappointed.
As far as we know, the only vacancy is the one from Delaware County. Is that correct?
Michael Pratt gave me to understand that he considers those unreappointed representatives, which is more than legislator parity, all of them to be open for appointment or reappointment. There's been one resignation.
Right, there's one resignation, and that's from Delaware County. And those particular positions were created so that both Delaware County and Ulster County had a seat at the table.
It has to be one.
And it seems like Ulster County is taking an unwarranted step to fill Delaware County's seat. I don't think we should be doing that as a county, because I'll be honest with you, if Delaware County was trying to do a similar thing in Ulster County, I would be a little upset over that.
I would be too,
but that's how it appears. And the gentleman was talking about transparency. That's how it appears, is that Ulster County is trying to fill Delaware County's seat on the Orta Board.
Through the chairman to legislator Litz, that can't be the case. Delaware County has their appointment, and Ulster County has its appointment. The governor has to respect that. So, and the person who represents Ulster County is required under the implementing regulations to reside in Ulster County. And so legislator parity could not be assigned to represent Delaware County. It's just not allowed under the rules. And in regard to the transparency, legislator Parity brought forward a resolution in December of last year to appoint two members to the Catskills Citizens Advisory Board, Mr. Stanley and Mr. White, and that they went through no process other than their interest in a letter being brought forward to this committee, and this committee then moved forward on their resolution, which I objected to at the time because I was coming in January and would have liked to have been involved in those appointments. So the process could be formalized, and I'd be happy to do that in the future, but as of today's date, this is the process, that legislators have brought forward a resolution and the legislature has voted and sent a nomination recommendation to the governor.
Very good. Legislator Litz.
But the appointment to the position is the governor's appointment.
Correct.
We can only recommend.
That's correct.
And at the present time, this resolution recommends to the governor to fill a vacancy with someone from Ulster County that they cannot hold the seat. Because as far as I know, our current Ulster County representative is still on the board.
Legislator Rodriguez read from the legislation at the last meeting, and it reads that the term is for 5 years and that an appointed representative holds that seat until replaced.
Correct.
So this replacement would bring to an end the term for the sitting.
But I would think, since the governor makes the appointment, it would be his prerogative to either allow that person to continue in that seat or replace them. It's really not ours.
That's correct.
And as far as I'm concerned, you can call the question.
Very good. Any other speakers?
Well, you did have a gentleman over here. I don't know.
If I start that, I'm
going to... We're going down on...
We want to get home before midnight.
Kathy, what do you want?
So, all right.
I don't see any
on resolution, there's a motion and a second on resolution 348. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
On 348? Aye.
No.
348.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Nay?
Nay.
4-3.
Okay.
Moving on. Resolution number 352, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amendment to be in the excess of $50,000 entered into by the county and Next Step Digital LLC, Department of Information Services. Mr. De Leon, the floor is yours, sir.
Good evening. Next Step Digital, this is for our county website for the maintenance and support. So essentially it's $30, or $30,000, I wish $30. $30,000 per year with an additional $19,500 for work to be done on the county clerk's archive site.
Very good. Hector?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So do we know actually how much we're paying Next Step for all of our websites? So, for example, the legislature, county website, and the work, I guess, they're doing on the clerk?
So, all of those?
Because I'm assuming that this is just for the main page, but not for the separate pages,
inclusive,
right?
All inclusive to the main page. So this is okay. Our county site. Anything ulstercountyny.gov.
That can't be right. It's only $50,000, though, for example, the updating and the work that we do over on the legislative site.
Yes, sir.
All
right, this went through the RFP process as well.
Okay. All right.
This is an amendment, Hector.
No, I understand that. Please make a note for Victoria to call me tomorrow about this. Thank you. Okay.
All right. Motion to the set. Is there a motion?
I'll move it.
And then there's a second.
I'll second it.
Legislator Litz. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. Let's see. Resolution number 353, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County and Asset Works LLC. Department of Information Services. Is it Mr. De Leon?
Asset Works is the fleet management software that's used by both UCAT and DPW. So it's essentially we're entering into our seventh year of maintenance on this, and the cost is $20,000.
$20,400.
Okay.
I'll move
that.
Second.
Moving second. Is there any questions?
I just have one question. Was this originally awarded through an RFP or bid process?
Yes, RFP.
And did the specification contemplate these types of extensions?
Typically it does. I can't tell you right off whether it was for...
Didn't we change, though? But didn't we change this from a setup standpoint where, I mean, when we originally implemented fleet management, we were actually still buying parts, like, meaning in bulk, as opposed to what we do now, where we're ordering... where it's being ordered, I guess, as needed. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it can't be the same. This is amendment number 7. So when's the origin of the contract?
Not 7 years old.
No, I'm saying, what's the origin of the contract?
The seventh year of paid maintenance.
Yeah, it is a seventh year.
Am I right?
Yeah. So we're
since I've been there. So it can't be 7 years.
Excuse me?
I said it was done since I've been there, so it couldn't be 7 years. I can have an answer to that.
Well, it says amendment number 1 was effective November 30th.
What I'm referring to is on
2010.
Page 2.
Okay.
G is in Gulf. Year 8 maintenance, 7th year of paid maintenance, December 1st, 2018.
Yeah.
November 30th.
Yeah, so But the first amendment dates back to 2010.
Okay.
So.
And you like the first amendment?
So to your question, Brian, you know, we were doing things way differently back when this started from where we're at now. So.
Yeah.
We did just do an evaluation analysis.
So there was DPW. They looked at other opportunities to. They use PubWorks for buildings and grounds software, and so they looked at integrating their fleet management into PubWorks. AssetWorks is actually a more comprehensive piece of software. So they, you know, for the price of PubWorks, they looked at what they already had, and they didn't deem the juice worth the squeeze to move into another software vendor. And since we also use it within UCAT, you know, they're kind of like tied to each other at this point. You know, it would not be beneficial for them to move, leaving UCAT behind with the sole cost of that software. So right now it's working for the both.
Does the sheriff's office also, his sheriff's fleet also fall underneath this?
I don't know the answer to that, but no.
Central Auto.
Yeah.
Okay. Then where are we going?
Any other questions for Mr. De Leon? We've got a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution number 362, adopting and issuing a negative declaration under 6 NYCRR Part 17, State Environmental Quality Review Act, PRENS Seeker, closed PRENS by the Ulster County Legislature for interim public safety improvement project, track removal along the former Ulster and Delaware corridor in Kingston. This would be the city of Kingston. I believe this is from what street to the Kingston Plaza, which based on...
I think from Governor Chandler over to...
Down Street.
That's the street.
Three blocks
of track. Legislator Rodriguez.
First off, I want to move it.
Okay.
Second.
Any discussion?
Just a question.
Legislator Archer.
I know that, and I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to talk to you about this before, but I know that you are reserving some rail for the use by Catskill Mountain Railroad. And so is any of this of quality or of rail quality to be retained for that purpose? Because I know there was some debate over the last removal.
Right. It could be, but frankly, I think the section that we're not in the linear park section where it's supposed to be converted to trail only, we also have a switch and some other components that I think would be more valuable. So our thought was this is removing 1,800 feet of track.
Mm-hmm.
That leaves in place another 2,400 feet for when the Midtown Linear Park comes up. So we'll still be, we're only taking out, you know, about 0.35 miles, and we have another 0.45 miles in Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
That I think is actually more valuable because it was the old rail yard, and it does have the
higher grade of.
Well, it has a switching mechanism, which my guys will destroy.
Okay.
I mean, they.
I'm just trying to ensure.
You have to take it apart like a puzzle
and
put it back together like a puzzle.
I understand, but I just, before we vote on it, I just want to understand, you know,
yeah.
We did have a commitment.
Sure.
Would this be part of that or not? And what's remaining?
I didn't see it as, unless you, if you want.
Well, I don't know. I'm just asking. That's,
and you know, and the other point, Lynn, is we do have nearly 1,000 feet at Vandale substation up in West Hurley.
And so is it quality? Is it compromised in any way? Or
I don't believe it is.
Okay.
I mean, it was rail that was taken out by our DPW during the Big Indian Trestle.
Okay.
When we had to take out.
Okay.
Some hundreds of feet, and so that was about 500 feet we took out. So you think about, you know, two rails, a 1,000 feet.
Okay.
And again, on this one, if Catskill Mountain Railroad wanted to acquire any of the materials, for instance, some of the ties are actually decent ties, and
uh-huh.
they could be reused. We will encourage this contractor to sell it to them.
Okay.
We couldn't do that on DEP land because
we
didn't want them on DEP land. It was a whole thing with prevailing wage. But if we just leave these materials right by their trains, they can make whatever deal they want.
Okay.
And so the vendor could save money by not having to dispose of any ties if some of these could be, you know, they're like relay quality. They're not new, but they're usable.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so, and again, I think this is just, it's basically just to allow patrol of the three blocks. There are two very narrow underpasses, and then Colonel Chandler Drive. So we're literally taking just what we need up to get to the area where that person was murdered last year, and where we're still having issues. We put up lighting all over the place. We lit it up like a Christmas tree. We put fencing on one of the overpasses so that they couldn't dump refrigerators.
And this
there.
Is for this removal is for safety purposes, then?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it does not. We're going to remove it in 2020.
And again,
but
right,
the mayor
right.
is saying to us,
can you help
we
us
want
out?
Patrols.
Yeah.
And we yeah. say, well, we don't have
you
anything.
Want it safe. We want it safe for walking.
This will make it so you can just drive through it with a regular patrol
got it.
Car. And
okay.
then when people dump stuff, which is still happening,
okay.
our crews can get in more easily. If there's an emergency response, an ambulance can get in.
And the folks doing the work will be encouraged to, you know, cut a deal with Catskill.
I'm bidding it. So Catskill Mountain Railroad, if they wanted to bid it for just the cost of doing it, they actually could do that.
Okay.
Paying them gets a little funny because it's prevailing wage.
Got it.
But if they said, we'll do it for the materials and the time frame that we're looking for.
Oh, that's good to hear.
That's
okay.
possible.
All right, good.
And I don't have any DEP oversight,
Site.
So it's
Got
a different
it.
It's a different animal.
Thank you for the clarification.
Yeah, and I don't know if you saw, the mayor wrote a letter asking. They've been kind of going, nagging us, or nudging us. Not they don't nag.
They
right.
nudge.
They never nag.
No. We have it down already that they nag,
no.
and that's actually in the record, and now we know what you really think.
Chairman, may we override Mr. Rodriguez?
No, you can't. No,
oh,
denied.
Yes, we can.
Denied.
So.
No, the record's the record.
Right.
Go ahead. Hit the
Thank
rewind
you.
Button. I dare you.
Well, Hector, it's been
yeah.
done before. Legislator Rodriguez has a question.
Thank you, Mr.
Not
Chair.
Not by me, I might want to answer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So now we know what you really feel, Mr. White. Anyway, regardless, in all seriousness, though, we at some point we probably should not just, I think I would probably encourage members to probably go maybe take a walk of certain some of these areas, but in addition, we should begin to kind of evaluate the quality of the remaining rail. I realize that there's a good amount of it left. I think per your estimate, there's, what, 4,800 feet on
just,
top of that, just in the Kingston
just
portion
alone. Just in
this
alone. Area. I mean, also keep in mind, we have 13 miles of rail west of Phoenicia we have not touched.
No, and
that includes
and I
all
yeah.
aspects of the rail. And the valuable things are the things like the switches and some of the compromised joints.
Sure.
Where you go from a 110 weight to a 90 weight or a 95 weight.
I mean, I'm not suggesting
I don't have any of those here. They're you know, they're further west.
Mm-hmm. So make sure you weren't going to throw anything else in. Okay. Okay. No, it's merely a matter of me. I'm not looking for us to sort of undo the policy. I think that we put in place, but where practicable, that we can be supportive of rail functions. I think we just need to try to make some of that effort.
Yeah.
Again, where I'm not somehow suggesting that you should spend a huge amount of time on this, but I'm just saying, just generally speaking, we maybe just should have just like a general assessment of the quality of rail and the ties and the switches and all these other different pieces where available.
Right,
That's
and
all.
If I could, I don't know that the committee is aware of this, but our in the planning department is the Transportation Council. We actually helped to queue up state money for the rebuilding of the railroad crossing at Route 209 when they closed the
Which
bridge.
Which is fabulous.
Yeah, I mean,
really, it, great job. Yeah.
To me,
yeah.
it was a win-win because
it
it's better for traffic, it's better for the railroad. And if you call and ask Ernie Hunt, they seem pretty pleased with the $85,000 job of improving that. They put in basically a cement crossing with all
no,
new
it's
rail.
Really
all
good.
New.
It's,
there's
it's,
no ties in the cement, yeah. but then they drew it back some 500 feet. So I mean, we have worked with them like that. That was a pretty heavy lift for us to queue that money up so quickly.
But now I know that you're not being truthful because Ernie is never happy. Let the record show that.
Let
the record show, Mr. White did not deny the statement. So,
so. All
right.
Hector,
back.
Is this how you feel about
no, you? Yes.
It is a good job on
yeah,
the process.
No, of course.
So
no, no.
That
is. Yes. All right. Any other questions for Mr. White?
Does it have to be about this topic? Why don't we have a comprehensive plan?
next meeting, Hector. That one starts.
I will bring it up. Go ahead, 362.
Very good. The resolution has been motioned and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution number 363, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into an agreement with Westchester County for the Tech Hire Employment Program for Young Adults, Department of Employment and Training. Lacey, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
So this is a grant targeted to 16 to 29-year-olds, and it is designed to train young people in high-tech manufacturing and information technology. It is part of a grant that I've been in front of you with before, an earlier iteration that was called Jobs Waiting, which was targeted towards healthcare, and it didn't have an age group. And I just want to remind you that in that grant, so this is a Hudson Valley-wide effort, both Tech Hire and the healthcare grant. And under the healthcare grant, Ulster County was the first county to reach its entered employment goal. It also had the highest single salary of anybody that was trained in the program, and we were also the first county to hit its goal with the total number of participants involved. So we were very successful under the earlier iteration of the grant. We're hoping to be as successful with this. Right now, we are running a boot camp for this program, and we have 14 young people. None of them in the program are older than 25, which means that we do have young people here who want to live and work here and get good jobs. So that's what we're going to do with this money, if you guys agree to enter into the contract with West.
This is purely revenue in.
All revenue in.
Legislator Archer.
Did I read this correctly? Are you increasing headcount?
No.
Oh, okay. So I thought I saw a headcount increase here.
Nope.
Okay.
Zero staff on our part.
Sorry. This. So wait. So we're not, or rather, I guess, who's actually doing the project?
We are.
So it's internalized, meaning it's basically being paid for by us actually doing the project.
The way this works is that our staff that's currently there meet with they perform the job development function and the coaching and training and mentoring function of the people that are in the grant. West Corp? Because there's two that we contract with. I think it's West Hab in this grant, right? I'm sorry.
Okay.
I get them confused. It's West Hab, right? West Hab takes a contract with somebody that delivers a 5-week boot camp at our location, but that's not coming out of this money. This is entirely revenue. And we don't have to hit benchmarks to get the revenue.
No.
Anything else?
No. Okay. Very good.
All right.
Any other questions for Lisa? Hearing none.
You okay?
Is there Hector motion?
Well, I know. We'll talk later. All right. I'll move it.
Move it.
Second.
Legislator Mayo. Anything else? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution number 364, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute the Empire State Trail Work Agreement with the Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation and the New York State Department of Transportation for North Putt Corners Road Improvements in New Paltz.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
I was going to say, let's let DeLon second it.
Where's this, New Paltz?
Too bad we didn't do the water and sewer lines.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we could hold it up.
Sorry. I'm okay with that.
No, just teasing.
For water and sewer lines?
Mr. White, just briefly, anything?
This is a 1,500-foot span that's going to be part of the Empire State Trail that will connect from the Putt Corners Road intersection to Henry W. Du Bois. The state is going to come in and widen that and put the five to six-foot bike lanes on each side of the roadway, new pavement striping, some work on the drainage swales, and a crossing at Henry W. that has a LED light warning and also grade markings, pavement markings. So basically, this allows the vendor that they chose to do that work on our road, and once it's done, we take the improvements on, and then we'll take it. You know, we'll take care of it in the future. And it, we didn't put a cost because I talked to DPW and they literally couldn't figure out, you know, that there would be a cost other than incidental in plowing it and maintaining it in the years to come. So it's just basically widening our road with state money. And it will hook up to that phase five of the Hudson Valley Rail Trail that's being built right now, which starts at South Street and goes to the intersection where this begins. And if I could, I'd like to just give a one-minute update on our phase, because some of you, you know, we had invited you to the opening on August 14th. I just wanted to let you know we're trying to work out some final punch list issues with the contractor.
Okay.
And until we nail that down, I can't officially open it. So I'll be back to you.
Okay.
A couple minor issues and then one more substantial issue that we're trying to resolve. So.
Good. Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're very welcome.
First off, it's probably Paul Hansen's fault. Please let him know that I said that. Number two, Mr. White, just to make sure that I'm just clear. So when you're going along, you're crossing over, I guess, over where the slip lane is. Is that correct? Or where? I see Dennis nodding his head, but not using words. So, I mean, is that's
you
correct?
Want to take that?
Yes.
They get rid of
the slip lane. But then that
is rebuilt. That where that's going?
That whole intersection gets rebuilt with crosswalks and pedestrian signals.
No, but this is why I want to make
but
sure
it
I just
starts
understand.
Right there and heads north on North Butte Corners Road till it hits Henry W. Du Bois.
Okay.
And so the Empire State Trail will be on the south side of Route 299 near the Central Hudson facility. It will continue there and go all the way to the College Diner at a mm-hmm. north and south Ohioville Road. Then it mm-hmm. jumps up to the north side of the road.
I was going to say, get back
yeah,
north.
Yeah, and it
so,
will go across right. the existing thruway bridge. They're going to narrow the lanes, get rid of the thatched lane in the middle, and put a dedicated 10-foot bike lane on that. And then they'll carry that through to our intersection. The bikes will then go northward to Henry W. The pedestrians will be encouraged to go down Main Street, and they're extending the sidewalk network from the Riverside Bank up to the intersection, which is a couple hundred feet. So it's pretty
good.
And it's supposed to all be done by the end of November, so I don't know that that's going to happen, but it's not far off. Hopefully I'll be done with my phase by then.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Any other questions for Mr. White?
Thank you.
There has been a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried unanimously. Old business, anything?
Do you want me to bring up something?
No.
Okay.
Hearing none, motion to adjourn.
So moved. Oh.
Second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I wouldn't be able to sleep at night if I left Hector hanging with a more specific answer on the county website. So I went to the original contract, and it's ulstercountyny.com, healthyulstercounty.net, ulcerhelps.com, ulcerworks.com, and ulsterfilm.com is what that covers.
And I was going to say, because I also know that the legislature is paying an additional $10,000 to the company. So I was just like, it can't be all inclusive.
So that may be a separate contract.
The clerk is over here.
I know.
I was going to say, because the clerk is over here basically telling me that we're paying an additional 10 on maintenance, updates, adding pages and features. So
that's not part of this contract.
I know, but when one goes and says maintenance, it's now suddenly, okay, so wait up. So we're not paying this extra $10,000. We're paying maintenance over here. We're paying maintenance over there. Clearly, maintenance is a big deal.
There you go.
Again.
Thank you.
Go
thank
again
you, Mr. De Leon, for the update.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second, all those in favor? Aye. We're adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for coming.
You don't have to hit the leave.
Don't
what?
Thank you.